Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Eddie Joyce. Good morning, everyone. Eddie, you're certainly a dapper one today. It looks like you're going to sing in church. I almost said swing in church, but that's not the sort of church that you go to, is it? You're going to sing
I really dress that way?
You certainly are. You look almost as well as Tony Marvin usually looks.
I look like I stepped right out of Vogue magazine and fell flat on my face.
Old paperhead, we call him around here, right out of the magazine. Well, anyway, this is Howard Miller for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. We're going to have a lot of fun for the next 15 minutes because we have what I think you will find a rather delightful session with Miss Mindy Carson, one of our favorite singing gals of the recording industry. She represents Columbia. She was here a couple of days ago, and while she was here, we turned on the tape recorder and got some rather interesting and sage remarks about the business. But the thing that we want to get to first today is this business of our theme music. As often as I say it, just that much more often do I get letters asking us all about it, so I'm going to say it once again. First of all, the theme music that we use on this show is called Bublitschki, and it's recorded by Ziggy Elman, one of the great trumpet players, I think, of all time. Ziggy and the trumpet have always been my favorite combination, and I think in this particular musical selection, Bublitschki, he certainly hits the jackpot in some great and mellow tones. We've had so much comment about it and requests that we play it all the way through that we thought today as an added attraction to the show, we would. So for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, here's our theme song in its entirety. Ziggy Elman, his MGM record of Bublitschki. That's Ziggy Elman and our very, very exciting music of theme music, which I've been using around here at the local level of disc jockey programming on Chicago stations for quite some time. And it always created a stir whenever we played it, so we thought that here on this Wrigley show, coast to coast, it would be rather apt theme music for this hour of the morning. We hope that you enjoy listening to the trumpet work of Mr. Ziggy Elman. One thing I know, of course, you're always certain of, and that's the delightment and enjoyment that you always get out of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. A truly great delight, because no matter where you are, the companion piece of Wrigley Spearmint is just as fine as you can ask for. You see, there's no finer product. No more care is put into any product in all the world than the Wrigley people put into the making of this great product of theirs that the whole world knows is fine and wholesome and delicious. So you try it, and remember, we want to keep reminding you of the importance of Halloween to the kids. And when they come calling at your house for tricks or treats, you make certain that you can hand them a package of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There is nothing finer for them. Wrigley Spearmint. You buy it by the box at your favorite dispenser of gum today. Well, as we said the other day, Mindy Carson was in Chicago, and whenever she is, we like to spend some time with her. And so this time, as always, we took our tape recorder, and the following ensued. Well, Mindy, the last time that we had an opportunity of talking to you, it was over our long-distance broadcast lines to your summer home in where?
Bedford Village.
Oh, yes. Now you moved back to the city of New York, of course.
Yes, that's right.
That's home. Well, now, of course, I know that a housewife like you are, Mindy, and with a couple of youngsters, have problems when they move from country to city, and yours has been compounded by the fact that you're moving into a new place. Are you building it?
No, we are not building it, Howard. We bought an older house. As a matter of fact, the house is about 75 years old. And really, Eddie says it's built like a fortress, and there are only just a few minor changes that we have to make. And otherwise, it's lovely, so I hope we'll be in at the... Oh, in a few short weeks.
Oh, that soon.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, one of those old brownstones that are right near Central Park? It's
yes.
in Manhattan, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
Is it a brownstone?
Yes, it is.
And I was just a guess out of the blue, but every time I go to New York, I get such a wonderful thrill and delight in looking at those fine old places. I think that all of them must be 400 years old. I think the Indians built them before they sold the Manhattan for $12. Mindy, you've got a couple of fine new sides, one of which we're going to play in a moment or so, but before we do, I want to talk to you a little bit about the personal life of Mindy Carson. How long will you be in New York now? What are your plans as regards television? Will you soon be going out with your act again to the theaters and the clubs all over the country?
Well, I shall soon be going out doing nightclub work, Howard. You know, it's... I happen to like that most of all. I like going out to clubs. I like being with people. And I get a little itchy when I stay around New York for too long
sure.
a time. I like to get out and perform.
Yes.
And we have guest appearances that we do on television. I tell you, we are very hesitant, at least I am, because of an experience I had about a year ago of tying myself down to a permanent television show. When I had my own, I had a wonderful opportunity to go out to California and do a picture for Universal with Donald O'Connor, which Janet Leigh subsequently did because I couldn't get off the show.
Yeah.
And I was just so aggravated about it, I said, well, once this show is over, I'm just not going to do it anymore. I'm going to do guest appearances when I can and keep myself free so that if an opportunity comes along, I'll be able to take it.
Well, plus that, Mindy, don't you think that that's a wiser course of action for the average entertainer or performer like yourself? I think that the tremendous drain and strain on material and on your own personal appearance, working television every single day or three or four times a week, is really too much. It's burning up television performers too quickly. I think a performer's better just to do guest shots.
Well, Howard, I would say that it's far worse on comics, of course. I think
yes.
it's a little easier on singers because people still enjoy listening to the top tunes, you know?
That's right, and the music is the thing that counts, but it's having to look at the same people all the time. I think that the Hollywood theory of doing two or three pictures a year someday will probably be emulated in television. I think great performers like yourself will be limiting yourself to maybe three or four performances a year on television, and I don't think it would be unwise. Although I suppose that when the opportunity presents itself, people dislike turning it down. They hate to turn down both the income that is derived from it and also the opportunity for that fame. Well, now, Mindy, when you do take an act out, is this an act that you yourself created, or did you go to some particular performer or a producer of acts and have them build an act for you?
I never have done that, Howard. I don't know. I thought perhaps always in my case we've been successful in clubs and a little hard work, and we have thought of things to do that nobody else does. So I never have gone to a choreographer and have him map out a show for me. I've always felt that I like to do it myself. We have been successful in the past, and there's no reason in the world why I have to do it at this point. I think perhaps one day, if I can get a real big show and go into a club and do an hour and a half, then perhaps surround myself with other people to help supplement
yes.
the act.
Yes.
But at this point, I just don't feel that I should have to do it. I like to think of myself as talented enough to be able to hold the floor mm-hmm. for 45 minutes
and
without anybody
you are,
else.
Mindy, there's no doubt about it. When we talked to you this past summer at your summer establishment, I don't think that I pressed you for the story of Mindy Carson. Where did it all begin?
Well, let's see.
Where were you born?
I was born in New York City.
Oh, were you?
Yes,
you really are born and bred right there in the big city, huh?
Yes, that's right.
And from there, what caused this tremendous success? Because you've certainly had it both as a recording artist for Columbia and also as a show performer on television and in the live level.
I have always sung, Howard. My mother tells me that I sang before I talked. But I never thought of singing professionally until, well, when I was a young child and I saw Judy Garland in her first picture, I thought to myself, golly, wouldn't it be nice to be able to do what she does? And as I grew a little older, I thought, well, it might be too tough. After all, I don't know anybody. Nobody in my family is even remotely connected with show business. What chance would I stand in such a competitive business? So as I got older, I went through school and I went to work. And it was just mere coincidence. Somebody offered me a job singing. And I thought to myself, well, maybe I ought to try. Because if I didn't try now, perhaps when I get to be a good deal older, I'll always say to myself, maybe. This way I'll know one way or the other,
sure.
and I'll have no regrets.
Yes. Well, now, you say when you finished school and you went to work, where did you go to work?
I was a secretary, Howard. I was a secretary.
Were you really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad I thought to ask you the question, because I just have always assumed that you started sleeping in the dresser drawer of somebody's dressing room in the theater. I thought perhaps you came from a long line of professionals, because, of course, you have established yourself as a great professional in the business.
No, I haven't. I was a secretary for a while.
This is probably one of the strangest turns of events that we've listened to in a long while, because, as I said before, I had no idea that you had this business background, too. Did you lose all of your zest for typing in shorthand?
I still do it once in a while. As a matter of fact, when Eddie's secretary is either sick or he gets stuck for something, I kind of help him out by taking his letters and typing them off and getting them off to whoever they're supposed to be going
to. Well, I can assure your publisher husband that this is the most expensive piece of talent that he's ever had typing a letter. And certainly one of the most delightful people to have working for you, too, because this is a real great lady, Mindy Carson, and here's her newest Columbia record called, and I think you've heard it many times before, Crying for Your Kisses.
I've been crying for your kisses, crying, crying, since you left me all alone. Nights I lie awake just wondering, wondering, wondering where my dreams have flown. I count a million sheep and try to sleep, and yet I find thoughts of you keep running through my mind. While I'm crying for your kisses, tell me, tell me, are we really through? Or are you crying, crying, crying for my kisses too? For your kisses, tell me, tell me, are we really through? Or are you crying, crying, crying for my kisses too?
Well, thanks to Mindy Carson for a wonderful visit that we enjoyed having with her, and also for a great new Columbia record, Crying for Your Kisses. And thanks to you, all of you, for remembering our product, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I hope that you'll have some around the house and the automobile all the time, because there's nothing finer than Wrigley Spearmint. You try it today. This is Howard Miller. We've got some interesting shows coming up. Join us tomorrow and every day, will you? Until then, thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time, when his guest will be the British singing star, Alan Dean. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Run out of menu ideas? Then shop Kroger. A walk down the value-packed rows of quality foods will give you more than...